Greenwild, The City Beyond the Sea by Parry Thompson. Read by Sophia Nomvete. Full fathom five thy father lies. Of his bones are coral made. Those are pearls that were his eyes. Nothing of him that doth fade. But doth suffer a sea change into something rich and strange. Sea nymphs hourly ring his knell. Ding dong. Hark, now I hear them. Ding dong bell. From The Tempest by William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. It was a day like a freshly peeled orange, bright and zesty and sweet. The smell of spring was in the air at Mallowmarsh, and Daisy Thistledown was feeling hopeful. All over the gardens, botanists were hard at work, tending giant palm trees in the great glass house, harvesting football-sized plums from the orchards, and planting new lightning seeds in the mallow woods. Wild violets were blooming beneath the ancient yews, and the sky was filled with parakeets, swooping from tree to tree, delivering the post and screeching joyfully. A couple of apprentices waved at Daisy as they walked past, and she waved back, grinning. After 3 long weeks of waiting, the expedition to the Amazon rainforest would finally be setting off tomorrow, and Daisy felt the thrill of it racing through her veins like electricity. She was standing at her usual spot on the edge of the lake, watching the Mallowmarsh shipbuilders put the finishing touches to their work. It had taken a team of trained botanists 2 full weeks to lay the living beams and grow the mast from a seedling. But at last the ship was almost ready, proud and high on the water, with a hull of polished oak wood, a great white sail furled tight as a bud, and an elaborate system of rigging that used living green vines instead of rope. The ship strained at its moorings as if eager to be on its way. Daisy had observed the final preparations with mounting impatience and excitement. The deliveries of mosquito netting from Moon Market and biscuit barrels from the Mallowmarsh kitchens, the piling up of no-glare marsh lamps and crates of phosphorescent mangoes on the shores of the lake. She had tried to help, and been waved away, as botanists went staggering up the gangplank with heavy jars of healing chamomillion cream, packets of extra sticky binding vine and anything else that could possibly be needed for a voyage to the Amazon. Of course, children weren't technically allowed on the dock, but she had so far managed to ignore this instruction. "Back again?" asked Madame Galitreau, who was supervising the loading of a caged Venus flytrap onto the deck of the ship. Her voice was resigned. "I thought," said Daisy, "I'd come and see if you needed help." Madame Galitreau, the head of the intemperate house, was a plump and cheerful Frenchwoman, with merry dark eyes and thick black hair swept back into an enormous bun. "I see," she said dryly. "Well, ma chère, the ship is stocked. The provisions are loaded, and we are nearly ready to set off for Moon Market tomorrow night." Daisy felt her fingers tingle, and she summoned a small vine from the shore to curl around her ankles. She could feel anticipation rise up in her like sap through a stem as she gazed at the floating ship. It looked very fine, with its portholes gleaming, flags fluttering, and its mast, a living oak tree, growing straight from the smooth wooden deck. The ship was where Daisy felt closest to her mother. This was partly because its jaunty pennants reminded her of Ma's own Devil May Care brand of confidence, and partly because the ship was Daisy's ticket to finding the person she cared about most in the world. Her mother was imprisoned somewhere in the heart of the Peruvian rainforest, and this was the rescue mission that was going to save her.
"Isn't there anything I can do?" she asked for the 100th time. "Perhaps I could polish the railings. Or dust the capstan?"